Good evening. This is Shabashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. After the completion of fresh elections at 8 polling stations in the state on April 24, overall Arunachal Pradesh has recorded 77.7% turnout in the parliamentary polls and 82.95% in the assembly elections. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in a social media post, has acknowledged the people of the state for participating in the elections in such an overwhelming manner. He appreciated the spirit of the polling personnel and the security forces who braved inclement weather and harsh terrain to reach their respective booths to successfully conduct the polls. He also complimented the office of the Chief Electoral Officer of the state for overseeing the whole polling process and ensuring the logistics for simultaneous elections in the state in a free and fair manner. The simultaneous polls for 2 parliamentary seats and 50 assembly constituencies of Arunachal Pradesh were held on April 19 in a single phase this month. With the conclusion of phase 2 of Lok Sabha election yesterday, voting has been completed in 14 states, UTs for general elections 2024. A voter turnout of 60.96% was recorded in the second phase polling. In this phase, 88 Lok Sabha seats went to polls. The voters from across 13 states and union territories participated to cast their votes at their polling stations. The Election Commission said that stringent security measures were implemented to maintain law and order, creating a conducive environment for voters to cast their vote without fear or intimidation. The webcasting was done in over 1 lakh polling stations. The commission said 102 villages in the Bastar division of Chhattisgarh witnessed polling in Lok Sabha for the first time. A dedicated cultural and heritage museum will be established at Nukmadung in West Kaming district. The initiative will be a collaborative effort of the 16th Madras Regiment of Nukmadung, the 46th Infantry Brigade from Sela, the Indian Institute of Heritage, and the West Kaming District Administration. The decision was taken during a coordination meeting at Driang on Friday. A press release stated that the museum's objective is to preserve and promote the region's cultural heritage, traditions, religion, and biodiversity. On the occasion, members of the Indian Institute of Heritage shared their successful experiences in establishing community museums across the country, highlighting their economic impact on tourism and cultural preservation. They urged the entire community to actively participate in the museum's establishment. In East Siang district, a farmer scientist introduction program on various aspects of crop management was held at Motum village on Friday. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Kadirwal Govindaswamy, Director, ICR, Agricultural Technology Application Research Institute, Zone 6, Guwahati, emphasized on the importance of maintaining a nutritional garden to meet family nutritional needs, ensuring nutritional security and ultimately achieving zero hunger in the village. He said that a hunger-free village can benefit economies, health, education and social development of the area. The Purohit community of Kurumkume, East Kaming and Kradadi district jointly celebrated the Gumkum Gumpa festival at Palin from April 22 to 26. C.G. Punung, chairman of the festival celebration committee, informed that the Gumkum Gumpa is a non-ritual festival mainly targeted in regrouping the scattered bonded labor of the community staying in different parts of Arunachal Pradesh. Kradadi DC Sani Kumar Singh, attending the function on Friday, called upon the Puroi community to preserve and promote the traditional practice in the form of documentation so that upcoming generation could carry forward the legacy. In West Siang district, trainee teachers of the Teachers Training College Alo organized an awareness program to promote reading habits among the students at Kabu village in Alo. The initiative aimed at encouraging reading habits among students. The Capital Complex Golden Jubilee Committee will celebrate its 50th anniversary of Dri Festival on July 5. As a run-up to the celebration, the Festival Committee organized an online competition on BUC Ayu and Gangu Elu dedicated to showcase the culture and customs of the Apatani community in the Itanagar capital region today. On the occasion, the participants performed Apatani traditional songs, chants and musical instruments that have been passed down through generations. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.